Welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Bellman Homes Studio. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes, and thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, analyzing the 2021 House Bathroom Trend Study. So if you haven't already, I'm going to give a lot of credit to the website House. It's a great place to go if you're looking for inspiration for bathrooms, kitchens, home designs, or articles about housing. So they did a very in-depth study for 2021 of home buyers, remodelers, and talked about bathroom trends and why they would renovate their bathroom and what were the reasons behind renovating their bathroom and what are they doing to renovate it, what were their preferences. So pretty interesting study, a lot of great data here, and we're going to go through it. So the first part of the study, the first question that they asked is they wanted to find out what are people's biggest pet peeves in their bathroom before they renovate it. Okay, what's driving them nuts? Okay, so number one on the list that drives people nuts in their bathroom is just old and outdated. So that makes sense, right? A lot of people, you know, feel their bathroom is out of style and styles change quickly. So that's a real common reason for why people would want to change their bathroom. Okay, that's not surprising when you look at that. And, you know, most of the products that people have been putting in their homes for the last 20, 25 years, they're going to last a long time. I mean, an acrylic tub's going to last a long time. It may not stay in style, but it's going to last a long time. Even a laminate countertop, those are going to last a long time. The stuff doesn't wear out, it styles out, really. So that makes a lot of sense as to why people remodel their bathrooms. The second reason why people listed that they had a pet peeve about their bathroom was that there was insufficient storage in their bathroom. So while nearly 70% said it was old and outdated, about 33% said they wanted to redo their bathroom because they didn't have enough storage. So that's kind of interesting because, you know, a lot of times you're seeing some of these trends and things where you have like the floating vanity or you have, you know, you're actually making bigger showers and things and you're taking other space out of the bathroom. So it's interesting to see that storage is an issue. But there are a lot of home plans out there where, you know, you have a bathroom and there's no towel cabinet. There's a very small amount of counter space. And if you have some of those older plans, you know, from especially the 70s, but then also even into the 80s, you know, you have a lot of those bathrooms where there's a little tiny 3-foot vanity, toilet, and shower, and that's your bathroom. And it's just, you know, that little rectangular bathroom design, and there's just really not much room to store anything. And typically under the sink, you got that big gooseneck pipe underneath the sink, so there's very little room for much else under there. So insufficient storage makes a lot of sense. And of course, as we know, a lot of people are remodeling over the last couple years just because of the pandemic and everything. People need more space. They're tired of looking at their space, and maybe they're frustrated they can't find a new home that fits their needs, so they're going to put some money into their existing home. All right, the third pet peeve in bathrooms that got people to remodel was small showers. And again, this makes a lot of sense. Again, like I was saying, especially homes 70s, 80s, and even in the 90s, you know, maybe not quite so much the 90s, but, you know, there were a lot of homes back in the day that had a 3-foot by 3-foot shower. And especially 70s and 80s, that was very common. And then you start doing more of the 4-foot showers. But those still aren't that big. So a lot of people want a larger, more spacious shower. And people are getting away from the bathtubs, of course, and putting it into the shower. And there's so much more shower technology. There's really cool wall sprays, you know, ceiling tile or wall tiles, you know, ceiling rain showers, all sorts of things like that. So those are, you know, new creature comforts that people want. But a bigger shower is definitely a number one on there. And I'm sure there's some sub parts to this, like they want a bench, some storage, niches, and things like that. So those all kind of factor into that design. But a lot of people also are looking at like those late 80s, early 90s homes where you had the fiberglass shower and the Whirlpool tub. A lot of people are yanking out the tub and then taking out that fiberglass shower and making one larger either walk-through shower or just larger shower and adding some space to their vanities or a towel cabinet or whatever in achieving that, you know, a couple objectives in one thing there. All right, the next pet peeve in a bathroom, coming in at 28%, is insufficient lighting. That's a fairly easy one to fix. Maybe an excuse to why to redo the whole bathroom, but that can be done without redoing your whole bathroom. Next on the list, 25%, is poor ventilation. And, you know, keeping moisture trapped in a bathroom can be an issue. 23% of the respondents said that limited counter space was a pet peeve that they had. And again, we talked about that. A lot of older designs definitely had small countertops. 18% mentioned glass shower doors. And we're seeing that a little bit more where people are trying to do showers and just eliminate the glass completely, just have an opening. I'm not a big fan of it personally because, you know, you're letting a lot of heat out when you take that shower. And then also now you're like looking at, do I add a heat lamp in, or, you know, do you put some, you know, zone heat in that bathroom just to keep it warmer? So I'm not a big fan of that, but I think you, through design, you can still keep a glass door on there and just make sure that you don't have it where the water is spraying on the door all the time. A couple other quick pet peeves. These aren't as big on the list, but noisy bath fans, getting rid of shower curtains. This one's kind of surprising, though. Only one sink. You'd think that would be a much bigger pet peeve that a bathroom only has one sink. Almost every new home we build has two sinks in the master bath and sometimes even two sinks in the guest bath. So that one's kind of surprising that it's that low. No natural light came on the list. That's another kind of important one. And then these are the last three: no bathtub, toilet paper mount locations, and not enough mirrors. So it pretty much covers all the components. But yeah, definitely kind of surprising on the countertop question. And, you know, the natural light, you'd think that would be a little higher too. But kind of interesting study there with that. Okay, so we talked about the pet peeves. This study goes well beyond that, though. So there's a lot of other things that they asked people that were going to be remodeling and updating their bathroom. So the next question was comparing 2018 to 2021, same question. What special needs do they need addressed in a bathroom renovation? So is there a certain specific reason why they're doing it? Is it a special need? So number one special need is aging in place, okay? Aging members of the household is how they positioned it. So in 2018, 39% of people said that they needed to update their bathroom because of an aging member in their household. 2021, it's only 27%. It actually went down. It's kind of interesting. All right. The second answer in 2018 was household members with disabilities, coming in at 9%. Here's what it was in 2021. Pets. Who'd have thought, right? This surprises me that pets would even be on the list. At 7%, 7% of people said that they needed to address a special need in their home for a pet. So not sure what that means. Does that mean a bathing station for a pet, which a lot of people are adding now, so maybe that's what it is, or maybe they just want to put a pet crate in the bathroom, or maybe make a space for litter box and food dishes that's kind of out of the way. Either way, that is a much higher percentage. So you do have more people that have been staying at home and have added pets to their household in the past couple of years because of the pandemic. Also, that might be a millennial buyer type of thought as well. So kind of interesting how that has shifted. And then the third thing in 2018 was pets, but only at 4%. And then household members with disabilities clocked in 2021 at 6% as a special need that they needed to address. And then last but not least on that list was young children. And that percentage just went up 1% from 2018 to 2021 that they needed to accommodate their younger children in a way when they remodeled their bathroom. So kind of interesting perspective there. Next, they surveyed the top colors that people were doing when they renovated their bathroom. And this is pretty interesting. Not really. It really isn't. Because across the board, the top color in all bathrooms was white. Almost by a massive margin, it was white. Vanities, 32%. White was the top choice by countertops, 58% used a white top. The wall color for their showers was white 46% of the time, and non-shower walls 34% of the time were white. And we've seen that. I mean, that's been kind of the trend for a while, painted woodwork. You know, again, you have most of the homes in the early 2000s and the 90s, and even all the time before that, painted woodwork was seldom used, and we've seen a massive shift over to that, and it's been more and more popular as we go along. But let's talk about the second choices here and third choices. So for vanities, the next most popular thing besides white was a natural wood color, just updating the color. And then gray was the third choice for vanity color. For countertops, the second choice besides white was just a multicolored top, kind of a generic answer. I wish they would have surveyed that a little differently. Then, of course, gray and then beige at the bottom there. For shower colors, besides white, gray, again, is number two choice, not surprising there, then multicolored and beige coming in third. Last but not least, wall color, gray coming in at 27%, beige, and then blue was the last one on there, so that's a little bit of a surprise, but blue in a bathroom. So that tends to make sense, you know, I think from what people are looking at. Then they also looked at the last part of the study here, which was countertops. And there's another part here as well. But countertops, obviously, going to granite or quartz was a major change that people made in their bathrooms. And a lot of people getting rid of the Formica tops. Some of the homes, too, used to have the ceramic tile countertops and the grout and the mess there. So getting rid of that, getting out of those finishes, and or molded marble, too. That was something that was popular for a while. People have kind of gotten rid of that and going to traditional granites and quartz. Okay, last but not least, these are the major changes that people made in their bathroom renovations. So number one on the list was upgrading their systems. So that's kind of interesting. So maybe adding more heat, fixing the plumbing. So maybe you have leaks and putting in some better plumbing lines. That probably is more indicative of older homes, but interesting nonetheless. The other major change was increased shower size, which I think makes a ton of sense. We've seen a lot of that. Changing the layout was 42% of the respondents saying that they wanted their layout changed. So again, makes a lot of sense. You know, getting rid of these old antiquated designs, these very sterile square or rectangular type bathrooms. Modifying the walls came in next. And this one's kind of surprising to me. They modified the ceilings. Typically, you know, don't see people do that quite as often, but potentially adding some extra luxury elements within the ceiling, whether it's raising it slightly, adding some crown molding, just putting in some drywall drops, just something to make the ceiling more interesting, and then modifying flooring, which is kind of low on the list, and you would think that doesn't make sense, but then again, a lot of people probably have updated floorings and bathrooms over time, so that's fairly easy to do. And maybe leave the rest of it alone. So that's probably not part of a major remodel. I mean, that's kind of like given. If you're going to tear up your whole bathroom, you might as well redo the floor too. And they also just checked as part of this section that they asked people, what changes did they make in the bathroom with regards to size? Did they change the size or did they leave it alone? Only 1% of the respondents said they'd make it smaller. 77% said they left it the same size, so they kept the footprint exactly the same. And 14% said somewhat larger, adding about 50%, up to 50% more floor space. And then 7% said significantly larger, more than 50% of the floor space. So the majority of the people made their bathrooms work with the same amount of space. And 21% roughly made them bigger. So kind of interesting. And then the final size of their renovated bathroom, they polled people on this too. 43% said less than 100 square feet, which makes sense because even most of our new homes, most of the bathrooms are probably not larger than 100 square feet. And then 100 to 200 square feet was 36%. And then 21% said 200 or more square feet. That's a big bathroom. I mean, you know, that's like 10 by 20. I mean, that's a huge space when you think about it. So it's surprising that there's that many large bathrooms. So again, about 77% of people kept their bathroom the same size. And I think that's the most cost-effective way to do that. So what are the takeaways from this? What did we get from this? We know people like white. They want to try and keep the cost down as much as they can. So they're reusing the space that they have. They want bigger showers. And they want to get more storage out of it, I think are the really big takeaways here on the study. It's super helpful information, not only if you're remodeling because, you know, just finding out what other people want, but if you are going to sell that home 2-3 years later, you know, it's good to make sure that the bathroom not only meets your needs, but potentially what people are looking for out in the market. And it's helpful for people that are building a new home and builders as well because, you know, when we look at this data, this tells us what we need to be doing and building. I want to build my home so they don't have to remodel it for a long time. I don't want to subject my customers to that if I don't have to. And so what should I be putting into my homes to make them work for my customers, not only now, but in the future? So interesting stuff here in the study. Hopefully you found that information super helpful. And if you have any other thoughts on it, please feel free to reach out and share your thoughts as well.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.